Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Just wanted to take a moment and welcome each and every one of you to the program. We are a devotional / topical study here on the air at 91.5 FM and on our podcast at ourlighthouse.net. You can catch it anytime you want there. We're just glad that you're here, hopefully to be encouraged, to be lifted up, and to be maybe instructed on some different ways and that you can apply the Word of God to your life and Scripture. And we like to get on the air and we like to talk about different topics and always like to do that with a co-host. And today my co-host is my wife, Lisa Radlin.
Hello, how's everyone doing today? How are you doing, Pastor Kevin?
Doing good.
I'm so happy to be here.
So we usually like to begin the program with a topic, and I always like the co-host to bring the topic in. So what is the topic for today?
Well, the other day while I was driving, a little email notification came up on my phone saying Fast and Furious is available now for rental. And I was like, Fast and Furious? Oh my goodness, how many episodes of Fast and Furious have there been? I have no idea. But it did remind me of a topic. I was like, wow, Fast and Furious. That could be something we could talk about, like being furious. The definition of furious is extremely angry and full of energy or intense. And like the word anger appears in the Bible over 200 times. So obviously it's an important subject that we need to deal with.
It is something that each and every one of us have issues with at some point in our life. So we definitely, it's a good thing to talk about here on the air. And I know people out there are probably driving their car right now and being frustrated by somebody or
little road rage
being angry.
Happening.
You know, there's a lot of different ways anger can manifest in our lives. You could be angry at a sickness that's attacking you in your body. You could be angry at family members. A lot of us struggle with people that are the closest to us actually create the most frustration for us in our lives. And so it's really good that, you know, we have the ability to control our anger. So I think it's a great topic.
Are you living life fast and furious, or are you slow to anger and slow to speak?
Right.
In Proverbs 16:32, it says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit than he who takes the city."
That's really good. So obviously, we want to be slow to anger in our lives, but many of us are, you know, hot-tempered, fast-fused, whatever. And I think a lot of that comes from us being, you know, frustrated in our lives. I think so many of us are bent to frustration, to just continually being under situations and scrutiny in our jobs, with our employers, with other family members, with, you know, any number of areas, co-workers at our job, our bosses, everybody's, you know, there's nothing more frustrating than being under scrutiny and always constantly being, you know, looked at in negative lights. So I think a lot of times we fall anger in our own lives, or we fall to anger in our own lives by being frustrated with ourselves. I think a lot of times when I'm the most angry and the most heated and the quickest to fall to anger, and I'm not slow to anger, and, you know, I'm not basically ruling my spirit. I am frustrated with myself more. I tend to be angry from being disappointed in myself more than other people. I can usually be pretty releasing and pretty forgiving towards others, but then I beat myself up a lot. So I think that whole ruling your spirit, you know, is a huge part of it. So, and I don't know, your spirit's the part that's created in the image of God. It's really more ruling your soul to me, your mind, your will, your emotions.
Are you allowing the enemy to use you, or are you being used by the Lord? Like in 1 Peter 1:5-8, it says, "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that shall not be barren and unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ." So mainly, like, having self-control leads to patience, leads to godliness, leads to kindness, leads to love. When you're dealing with anger, a lot of times it's selfishness. It's your own, "I'm not getting my way" type thing. Now, sometimes, like you're saying, it could be like you feel like you're being overlooked or whatever. But a lot of times the root of anger is me. My own desires aren't being met, and I'm upset that things aren't going my way.
Yeah, that's where in 1 Peter 1:5-8 that you read, it says, giving all diligence. You know, the Bible says to take every thought captive. The Bible says that we got to rule our own spirits or our own souls. There's a lot of things that are trying to infiltrate our thinking, a lot of, you know, things that way. And the Bible says that we have to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And when I'm being angry towards people, then I am not necessarily capturing, you know, the essence of what the Bible says about being angry. It says, the Bible says, be angry and don't sin. So I think my biggest area would be not sinning when I'm angry. I don't think it's wrong to be angry. I think there's times that God gave us the emotion for anger for a purpose. We're supposed to be angry at the enemy.
Yes.
We're supposed to be angry at the devil. We're supposed to be angry at situations and circumstances that are not lining up with the Word of God in our lives. But that's where we have to begin to have the diligence to not lose it and control our anger, and then add it to our faith. It says, add to your faith goodness and knowledge and self-control. So we've got to capture the situations in our life and then add to those situations self-control and diligence towards making sure that we're appropriating everything the proper way without creating more damage. I think the biggest thing with anger is we create more damage for ourselves.
It's okay to have a righteous anger and to be angry about the things the enemy's trying to do in people's lives, like with addiction and things like that. If you see that happening in a family member, you go against the enemy. You stand up against the enemy. You speak the word of God over their lives. I mean, how do we stand against the enemy and the devil? By, first of all, speaking scriptures. Like in Psalm 91, it says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver me." And it continues on. But it's like important for you to take those weapons that we have, and which is the word of God, the sword of the spirit, and take those weapons and chop the enemy's head off by speaking the word of God over people's lives.
Yeah, I think in Psalm 91, the biggest key is to, you know, in him will I trust. You know, are you trusting in the Lord, or are you, you know, just doing it in your own strength? And I think a lot of times when we try to do it in our own strength, that's when we fall to the frustration, and that's when I think we get that anger starts to build. It starts to come at us. So
I also think like taking communion could be a weapon against the enemy. It's a reminder that we have the victory through Jesus on the cross. So if you're dealing with a sickness in your life and you want to take that sickness, you're like, "Hey, this does not belong in my body. I'm going to remind myself that Jesus took this when he went on the cross and said, 'It is finished.' He took every sickness and disease. So I'm going to remind myself that I don't have to deal with this sickness. I'm going to take this communion as a reminder that I have the victory in Jesus, and I'm coming against the enemy and any strategy that he has to put sickness and disease on me."
Right. Well, the enemy is always wanting to bring something into your life, and anger is one of those things because it debilitates you. And I've fallen victim to it. I've been debilitated by the enemy through anger. I've been debilitated by the enemy in a lot of different things, but you know, he wants you frustrated, he wants you on edge. And he wants to use anger as a tool to separate you from people and to cause division. You know, the Bible says that any kingdom that's divided against itself will be brought to desolation. And you know, the enemy uses anger to divide families, to divide people all the time. Like, you can see that people have been like, I'm not going to forgive this person in my family. And unforgiveness is really anger.
It's like, I will never talk to them again. They're done.
And they don't.
They're dead to me.
You got people,
you know,
that have never talked to their loved ones or family members.
It could be
for
their own children.
Years.
You know? It surprises me when I hear about that. Yeah. I'm just like, what? You don't talk to your children? I don't understand this, you know. Well, they did this and they did this. They burned that bridge. And I'm just like, I just don't understand. I guess I've never had my kids do anything to the point where I would ever say, and thank God, God doesn't do that to us. You know what I mean? Because just think of all the things that we've done in our lives that are against the Lord. Could you imagine if he did that to us? I'm done. You're not my child anymore. Yeah. Thank God we have a loving, forgiving God. And we need to walk in that same love towards our family members.
Yeah, I love that God's anger and God's wrath was turned, you know, furious. You know, it was fast. He could be angry with each and every one of us very quickly because of our sin, because of our shortcomings. But he chose to be furious in his love towards us instead of being fast towards his anger towards us. And all of that's because of what Jesus did on the cross.
Amen.
You know, Jesus could have said, no, I'm angry. I don't feel like going. I'm not going to the cross for you guys. You can just, you know, do without or whatever. But that's not the heart of God. You see, God is love, and anger's usually not, you know, flowing from the root of love. It's usually flowing from the root of selfishness or, you know, just people wanting their own way. And it can be tough.
Well, another way you can handle anger is to pray and ask the Lord to help you and confess scripture over your life. Say, thank you, Lord, that I'm not easily angered. Thank you, Lord, that I have self-control and I walk in the love of Jesus. In Ephesians 4:26 and 27, it says, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil. So we see Paul saying it's okay to feel angry. Just don't hold on to that anger and let it motivate you, because it could lead to unwholesome talk and gives the devil a foothold in your life. And that's the last thing that we need to do.
Yeah, I think that really if we take that scripture in Ephesians 4 and we start to try to apply it to our life, the biggest thing there is give no opportunity to the devil. And he comes at you. He will hit you with thoughts. He'll hit you with, you know, despair. He'll hit you with anger. And, you know, I think it's okay, like I said, to be angry at times, but it's when we don't have that self-control that we were talking about in that previous scripture, when we don't manage it, when we don't, you know, control it and we allow it to get out of control. It's kind of like fire in a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fire in under control in your fireplace is great, but when it comes out of the fireplace and now it's flying everywhere and everything, now you're talking, we got a problem.
Yes.
And I see it. I see it in people's lives. I do a lot of counseling. I do a lot of talking. I see it in my life. I've seen it in you know, our kids and, you know, our relationship. So it's a big deal. And we have to be fast
to forgive.
To forgive, yeah.
Exactly.
Fast in our ability to capture that emotion, because really anger is an emotion, okay? And we can't be led by our emotions. We're supposed to feel those emotions, but we're not supposed to be led by them.
That's so true.
Okay, we're supposed to be led by the Word of God in our life. We're supposed to be led by the truth. The Bible says we'll know the truth, and the truth will set us free. Well, the truth is that we're not supposed to let the sun go down on our wrath, on our anger. We're supposed to give no opportunities to the devil. So I think really what we need to look at, you know, as we're talking here on the program today, is how do we develop a lifestyle where we are not going to give opportunities to the devil through our emotions? Because we could talk about anger, but we can be fast to drop into, you know, another emotion as well. We can be fast to drop into depression. We can be fast to drop into sadness or despair or any number of anxieties and things like that that people are dealing with, when really God is saying, you know, put your trust in me and don't give opportunity for the devil to ruin your day. Because if he can keep you in your bed because you're so depressed today, then he's won. He's stolen a day of your life away when you could be out doing something for the Lord. You could out there being furious for Jesus in life. And it's just crazy.
Well, in the fast category, I was also thinking about we need to be quick to listen and obey the voice of the Lord.
That's really good.
Like when you're in the line at the convenience store and you feel the Lord prompting you to pay for the person in line, that's showing that gesture of kindness and love towards a person. You don't know what, when God's laying that on your heart, you don't know what they're going through. Maybe they're just scraping change just to be able to buy that item. Or maybe they just don't feel like anyone cares. And then you turn around and say, hey, you know what? I got what you got. I'm paying for that today. And they're just like, what? What? Why are you doing this? Like, hey, I just want to show you the love of God. He loves you so much. And he just put on my heart to pay for this. And they're just like, I can't believe you're doing this. No one's ever done anything like this for me.
Right.
So it's just reaching out and showing it. So if you feel the prompting of the Lord to pray for someone, don't hesitate. Do it fast. Take a step of faith and do it.
So what would be some different ways do you think that the Lord would speak to people? You know, you were sitting here saying, well, you need to be fast to obey the voice of the Lord. And I know from being a pastor that a lot of people struggle with hearing the voice of the Lord. And how do you know it's the Lord telling you to do stuff like that? You know, I think we should just maybe hit on that just for a minute, because I want to be fast to obey the voice of the Lord. But how do we show them how to recognize his voice in their life?
Well, if it's something that lines up with the word of God, if the word of God says to be generous and to show love to people. So if you're feeling in your heart to pay for someone's food or whatever, why would that be the devil?
Sure.
Would that be the devil telling you to buy their food or whatever? And also, it could be yourself, but what could go wrong? How could that be wrong to actually be generous and do something for someone, you know?
And we know the devil wouldn't tell you to be generous. So, but that brings up a good point. You know, when you're listening and trying to hear the voice of the Lord, it sounds like your own thoughts. It really does. It sounds like your inner voice talking, you know, when you sit here and have a thought. But there's three different voices. It's God, it's you, and it's the devil. And you have to learn to discern between that voice. Because when I hear the voice of the Lord, it just sounds like I'm having a thought. Mm-hmm. But I've learned over time to really discern his voice and then to be fast to obey it. And, you know, in some ways, you have to be fast in your ability to discern when the devil's talking to you, too. You know, it's like, go steal that piece of candy or go steal that. You know, the Bible says don't steal. You know, we know the Word of God says that's not a good thing. And so, and we may want to steal it because we don't have the money and we want it. But it's easy in some instances to recognize those voices. But in other situations, it can get pretty difficult. But we want to encourage you that as you begin to fine-tune your thought life and you begin to discern between the voice of the Lord, your voice, and the enemy's voice, I believe that it will help you to actually become quicker in responding to and being able to be quick to do things like forgive.
Yes, like in Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. So we need to be quick to forgive those who have hurt us. Instead of holding and harboring unforgiveness toward them, be right away purposeful. If they say something unkind or say something that gets you upset, right away, just say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I release them from that. I'm not going to hold that toward them. I love them and just bless them, Lord. I thank you, Father, for that your blessings are overtaking them in Jesus' name and just move on.
Well, I think if we're talking about the word fast, sometimes we can get in a hurry. We're trying to do things fast. And, you know, to get somewhere, and when you're doing things in your own strength, which we've done as a couple many times, a lot of times we think we're doing something for the Lord, but we're not necessarily you know, doing it with the Lord. And, you know, he wants to guide you. He wants to bring you into his perfect timing. And I've had the Lord speak to me about something, and instead of waiting for him to bring it about, you know, I try to run ahead. I'm like, I got this. All right, God said, do it. I'm gone. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We try to get, you know, help. We try to help God.
Yeah.
And we get in his way, actually, many times in our own life.
It's like you feel like the Lord's laying on your heart that something's going to happen in your life, like maybe you're going to travel or do something, and then all of a sudden you're just like, okay, well, I'm just going to put this on the credit card. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then next thing you know, you're like, got all this debt. Nothing worked out. The plane got canceled. Like all this stuff, and you're just
sure.
Like, what? I really felt like God told me to do this. Yes, but you didn't wait for his timing. Maybe it was 2 years from now he was going to have you do this.
Right, right.
But you decided, I'm just going to do it myself and make this happen. It's like if you try and hatch a chicken out of an egg, I've heard this analogy, like the chicken's trying to get out of the egg, and then if you try and help it along, the chicken will die because it needs that strength to be able to peck its way out of the egg on its own. But if you try and make it happen without before the timing, the chicken will die. So it's the same thing in this situation. It's like God's got a purpose and a plan for our lives, but if we try and make it happen in our own strength, we could be spoiling the plan that he has by doing things in our own strength and trying to make it happen. I mean, all things will work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. But if you're trying to do things in your way and purpose it in your own strength and not waiting on the Lord, then you could just really screw things up in your life.
Yeah, God said that he would supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So there is timing in situations. There are things like that. And we can move ahead of the Lord. So in that tie-in to the word fast, let's be furious in hearing the voice of the Lord. Let's be furious towards and just running after God's plan, not necessarily, you know, God's hand. And I think we will see incredible victory as we begin to slow down, look at our anger, we've hit on a bunch of different topics with the word fast and furious, but I think they're all great things for us to talk about and to be aware of, and we need to stand, you know, before the Lord and be ready to make corrections. I really think that's kind of what we're hearing is we've got to be ready to make corrections. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this fast and furious life that we're living with the Lord.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. We know he's coming around. We know he's coming around. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today.
Attention young adults. On August 20th at 6:30, Launch Young Adult Ministry will be starting. And you don't want to miss out. There's going to be food, fun, and fellowship, so come on out. As we get you ignited to launch you into where God wants you to be. This is going to be located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in the Double Bubble Building. So come on out and get ready to be launched. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website at rlighthouse.net or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministry.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin and my wife Lisa. We've been talking about fast and furious, and we've hit on the word fast, and we've talked about how we need to be quick to forgive. We need to be quick to
obey the Lord
and things like that. And then we've hit on the word furious as well. And, you know, the word furious means intense and extremely strong. We kind of looked that up because before it was like very angry and all that. And we talked about anger, but let's talk about just intense and extremely strong when it comes to the love that God has for us.
Yeah, because there's a song called Furious Love, and it's not like an angry love. It's an intense love. God has such a love for us that we have to have that same love for Him and just put our trust in Him and know that He's going to work everything out for good in our lives. So if you haven't experienced the love of God, just ask Him to reveal Himself to you, and He will. I mean, we had a lady the other day that we were at Tijuana Flats, and we just said, hey, is there anything you want prayer for? And she was telling us how she felt rejected by the church, and basically she was in a relationship with someone and just felt rejected in the type of relationship it was in. And we said, well, is there anything you want prayer for? And then she just opened up her heart, and just the love of God poured out.
Yeah, you
and
could
you
feel
could
it.
Feel the tangible presence of the Lord. Even my son Jason was sitting at the table, and he's like, could you feel that? If that lady didn't feel that, I don't know what's wrong with her.
Right.
And it was just like the presence of the Lord was there. As soon as we said, hey, we invite you into her life, Lord. She wants to experience you. Let her feel your presence. And then it was just like whoosh, like a mighty rushing wind. The Holy Spirit came.
And I believe that God wants to have a moment like that with each and every one of you today, even wherever you're at right now. You could just stop what you're doing for a minute, and in a really fast and furious way, you could say, God, I want to experience you in this moment right here, right now. So, Lord, we are just praying that you would just begin to release your anointing over those who are seeking you and reaching out to you right now. And, Lord, would you quickly just embrace them, and would you show them how furious and intense and extremely strong your love is for them. And
thank
we just
you,
are so grateful to have you, Jesus, in our lives and in their lives. So, Lord, we just, if there's somebody out there that doesn't know you, Jesus, reveal yourself to them in this moment. Show them how real you are, and let them know that you love them and that you died so that they could be set free from all of their sins and they could experience all the blessings that you have for them in this life. We are so grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. Be fast and be furious. Thanks for turning the light on, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.